November 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this country is now in turmoil due to the dishonesty of some who had greedy ambition as a motive for their actions. It is the task of a few to unravel the evil actions of many. I tell you solemnly, children, do not lose heart. Pray that the moral fiber of this nation will be substantiated by truthful findings in this investigation. I applaud your sitting president that he has not surrendered his office in this travesty called an election. Those of you who are convinced of the truth must remain united through prayer. At stake is the Constitution and the freedoms which it outlines. This whole election process has challenged the basic premise of rights that your nation was founded on. The enemy is intent on destroying this country from within, as he knows a frontal attack would never be successful. Do not be weakened by misinformation. Be firm in your resolve to remain one nation under God, never influenced by Satan's tactics, which are presented as truth by the mass media." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 through 11. "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.